It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Madisrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2010, recorded Thursday, October 17th, 2024. Get a grip. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has a Halloween decor gadget of his own. What the heck is it? Plus, your videos and another Halloween decor gadget that might leave you floating around. All next on the GizWiz.
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now, and here he is, our spooky gadget expert, Dickie D. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very good. It's been excellent.
Anything thrilling in your life this past week?
Well, my parents and family were in town over the weekend, so we were enjoying some Disney and some fun times. And other than that, just kind of getting back to it after the massive hurricane from last week. Captain Jay was talking about it earlier in the chat room, and it's been interesting to see it all kind of roll through, you know, all the cleanup and everything.
Yes,
lots of branches down, and now that a week on, it's like nothing has happened, at least around here. I'm sure that near the coast, it is still quite crazy. But yeah, no, other than that, it's been a pretty good, great week. Yeah. Finally fall around here. Fall is barely tiptoeing in. We had a day in the 60s, day in the 70s, and for Florida, that is awesome. So, today I had to wear a long sleeve shirt, if you couldn't, I can't believe
it. Wow. Yes. Now, you don't have trees to change, right?
They are not quite as perfect as it is up in the north. The trees, when they change down here, they're a little confused. They don't do it all at once. And there's also a lot of evergreen trees, like pine trees and things like that, that just will never turn. So we don't get quite the nice fall season that you do in New England.
In New York City.
Yeah.
You know, I'm reading that Disney is raising the prices again. And I thought, you live in Florida. Mm-hmm. You can get a special pass, right?
Yes, you can.
Does that keep going up in price?
Yes, it will. It will. In fact, I think I've had a season pass for a few years in a row. And it has gone up, I think, every year that I've had it. And then with you being a resident, you can get, there's like different levels of passes and with different blackout dates and different features. And so it's not just one pass fits all. They have like pass levels that include the photos, pass levels that include the water parks and things like that. So yeah, there's that too.
Yeah. That's what I want. I figured, do they tell residents of Florida, don't come on the weekends?
Or sometimes.
Don't come on holidays.
Absolutely.
Because we don't need you. We don't need your thinking.
Exactly. They say, you know, what's good for us is Mondays through Thursday. You know, that might be a good time for y'all to come by. Exactly. That happens depending on the level of pass you get. There'll be different blackout dates. And holidays and weekends are always the ones that are blacked out. Basically, they're always the ones that they get hit. So definitely. And then okay. Universal is opening up a whole new park. There, you know, Disney has four different parks, and Universal has two different parks, and they're opening up a third, which will be called Epic Universe. And that is crazy because I think they started selling tickets and like, you can't get season tickets yet. Like you can only buy day passes, things like that. So that'll be a whole another park for the area, which will be opening, I think, next year.
Wow.
Crazy. We're gonna hold another theme park in Florida. So yeah, that's to look forward to. Anything been happening with you?
Boy, nothing thrilling. Just buying stuff for the show and shooting videos for the show. And Verizon Fios guys came with a great big box and went down the cellar and installed it. But I haven't heard anything since. However, when I went out in the yard, there's two giant rolls of cable hanging on my back wall. So whatever they hooked up in the basement, they have cables to it hanging on the back of my building. That's great. Evidently, the building behind us, which for some reason has a giant feeder cable, they're very uncooperative about letting Fios in to hook stuff up.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I know.
You got to get those neighbors on board. Exactly. They're slowing down the whole internet process. What the heck?
Yeah, exactly. So the last time the guy said, we may be back with alternative ways to hook Fios up to your building if we can't get those people to work with us. So.
Wow.
Anyway, it's they're putting a lot of equipment in the building, so they're serious about it. So
that's exciting. That is so exciting.
Yeah.
And still no timeline, just when it happens.
Exactly. But so far, Spectrum has been okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you've already seen the competition. Spectrum, what, last week gave you a little bit more data?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's great, the wrong way. They gave it to me down, not up. But
yeah,
it was free, so that's
all right. We physically cannot give you any better upload speed. Is kind of the feeling I'm getting. Is they might actually be maxed out on that one.
You know what? The guy told me that he said, if you really want great speeds, we have to do all your cables over because the cables in this part of the Upper West Side are like 30 years old or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, when cable first out, all the boxes were on the roof, open. And anybody who had any technical sense would just go up with a cable, plug it in.
That, the good old days. Dang it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, sir, like all the cable wires, old. That's why it's exciting. Fiber. There will be still a day. I feel a fear. Oh, these fiber cables are so old. I hope not. I think fiber will last a long time, but that'll be great. Okay, cool. Let's jump into some gadgets.
Yeah, okay. Now, I am treading on your theme and hoping that you have not already bought this as part of your segment, but take a peek.
It's not a what the heck is it, but I'm hoping I am sort of infringing on Chad's theme.
I think there's enough room.
Something
plenty of room.
I might put in my window here at Disneyland. And so I bought that Oh, this has instructions.
Oh, wow. Lots of pieces.
Holy cow. This looks pretty neat. I bought the hanging door Halloween display with waterproof battery compartment. Okay. All right, so I will, you know, this could be nice. I love this little bat at the top. So I will, let me just see what we need here. You will need 4 AA batteries. And it also has, I just saw it when I was opening the box. Mm-mm. 72 LEDs, battery powered, with built-in timer, and 8 lighting modes. and waterproof battery box. So I'll get four batteries, put them in, and we'll come back and be spooky.
Whoa! It is bright.
It's bright. And so we started down in the basement, and I wore all black, except I forgot my arms. And then we came upstairs.
Down on a black rug. So here it is. We start with the bat. And there are eight modes. And you pick them by just clicking the single button on the top. So we have Happy Halloween. I guess each one of them says Happy Halloween. And we're sort of hoping that it doesn't blow the camera out so you can sort of see the lights a little bit better. And then after you go through all eight, this one's kind of nice, the slow one. It'll shut it off.
It'd be perfect to end like a teacher's door.
Happy Halloween.
I thought it was pretty nice for $14.
Yeah. This seems like it'd be like an elementary school teacher. Oh my gosh. Best decoration ever, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. But I like it a lot.
Now the automatic timer, I've gotten several things with this. You can't set it for specific times to go on and off. It's 6 hours on, 18 hours off. And basically, the first time, so basically you turn it on at the time you like, and it'll stay on for 6 hours. And then the next day, it will go on again at that same time and stay on for 6 hours.
That's kind of clever. It's an easy way to do that, but
yeah,
you gotta be on track the first time you turn it on.
Exactly.
Right on time.
Exactly. But I mean, that's all included in the $14 price. And you can leave it on steady or any one of the seven flashing modes.
I sometimes, you know how if you're like really good into editing or audio mixing, you can kind of always tell stuff, you know, you kind of see details that other people miss. Well, there's a detail about this gadget that I can just not unsee, which is that they were only able to Photoshop one of these in the like LED mode, and they have just used it over and over and over again. Here is this. Look, see how the lights are turned on this exact pattern in this way?
Yes.
They're the same. They've just Photoshopped it, but they just overuse this Photoshop everywhere, including the like child that's taking it from this house and is carrying it with him on the way.
Oh, that's very fun.
This Photoshopped image of the light is just a little much.
That's very funny.
I like it. I think that it adds quite a lot for a little. And the waterproof battery pack, I think, is a nice addition that you don't.
Yeah,
worry about
and
that.
And they it has a very long cable on it, so you can. Even though it's waterproof, you could bring it in your house or stick it up under a sheltered part of your porch or something. Also, you know, Amazon has started using AI in the question. You know, when you have a question about a product?
Oh, yes.
And so I read in the actual listing by the company, dimension 1 inch. By 1 inch by 1 inch. And I figure, what? So I go into the question thing and I said, how tall is this? And the little thing comes out and it says, the item dimensions mentioned are 1 inch by 1 inch by 1 inch. This is likely an error.
Oh, wow.
Because elsewhere, the product title indicates it's a 3 foot high sign. So.
Oh, thanks, AI. Yeah. That helps.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. I was thinking, that doesn't look like 1 inch by 1 inch. I don't know. I'm not. an architect.
At least the AI can also creatively think, or critically think, at least.
Yes, exactly.
One interesting thing I just noticed was right here, 50% off.
What?
Yeah, if I sign in. So what? You can get that for like $7.
Oh, my. Oh, you know what? It's getting closer. I bet they want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought mine like 10 days ago, and that wasn't there.
They're like, Halloween season is approaching. We got to get these things shipped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Chat room, if you're looking for something quick, $7.
Hard to beat.
Hard to beat, absolutely. But you supply your own 4 AA batteries.
Okay, well, what is the next gadget?
The next gadget is for you to guess. It's what the heck is it?
It's time to play. What the heck is it?
A football. Ooh,
A black egg.
A black egg?
What?
A football.
A football? Looks like a football.
I see the pounds.
No idea. A timer.
Timer, yes. I can see why you could say that. It's wrong. Okay. I never would have guessed it either.
Mini
it
scale, is. I see.
The digital finger ball. Not
I
finger
still
ball.
Don't know.
The digital finger ball. And it's by Diotus. Diotus. And the object here, let's take the little window cover off, is to measure how many pounds your grip will develop, okay? So it's supposed to go on automatically. So you squeeze it. I don't know if that's good or bad. 37.3 pounds. And then you let it go. And it clears itself after 3 seconds. Now, I know from reading the reviews that your hands are very different. So that's my dominant hand. So my left hand should be much weaker. How could that be? How could that be? 45, 46 pounds. Okay. Now, you have very strong hands. So I'm going to take the camera and have you squeeze it, okay? Squeeze it tight and hold it up to the camera. 48.
Hey, don't get
my face. For some reason, my left hand was stronger. That was 48. And now, squeeze.
Wow.
Oh, yours is the same. 52.7.
The same being his hand is higher than his right hand.
Theory is that you can, I don't know if it's the same as before, 45.
Yeah, I've already forgotten.
By squeezing it, you are
we need a short-term memory tester.
Your hand,
okay? Yes.
And a few of the reviewers said, after a few days, I was able to get the numbers to go higher. A few people said it's grossly inaccurate, so I don't know. Right now, it does seem sort of, because I was getting all 42s before, and now I'm squeezing it, and I can't get back to 42. So I don't know, is my hand getting weaker as I do it? It could be. And I'll squeeze it again on this side, and it's not nearly as, you know, I don't know how accurate this is. Now it's 37. I think before it was like 42. So maybe it's more of a toy. Only 90 ratings, 4.2. Has a 500 milliamp rechargeable battery. Okay. And this, I think you're going to lose really quickly. Okay.
Oh, it's separate?
Cover.
Oh, I thought that was a button.
Slot.
Yeah, it does look. I thought it was a button, too. I kept pressing
it. To the screen. These are the colors you can get it in. And it was $20.
Even football color.
Now you know when it's rechargeable. There's no answer to that. People online just said, if it starts getting dim or acting wacky, it probably needs to be recharged.
That's funny.
The one thing is when you're recharging it, the little dashes on the middle of each number light up. And when they light up 1, 2, 3, when all three are solid and not blinking, it's fully charged. I think it's a fun thing. I think kids will have fun with it. And I think it's the kind of thing where if you do have want to relax your fingers, you see now easily it just went back to 43. And the second time I squeeze it, 37. So it looks like it could be 10% off. All right. But it's a fun toy. 30, only 30 that time. And now I'm mad. I am freaking mad. I am
51.8
pounds mad. And I believe it goes up to 220.4 pounds.
Wow.
Max. And a couple of people said if you have big, big hands, it's a little too small to comfortably grip it. That's it.
That's fun. How stressful a meeting is.
Yeah, if you want to do a little bit of finger exercise, like someone said, I when I'm watching television, I just keep squeezing it, and I think over time I'm actually developing my muscles a little better.
Yeah, grip strength.
It's $20, so it's not a big investment.
Yeah. I do find it strange. It feels like they could have just not had that little plastic piece and then not needed to order an extra part and also not cause the anxiety of losing that tiny little plastic piece.
Yes, yes, yes.
Look at this one's 50% off too.
What is going on here? What the freaking... Give me that. Give me that thing. I'm going to squeeze that thing right now.
It's going to get up to 100 pounds. Oh my God.
He's so freaking mad.
It's only $10 if you get the coupon.
That is a riot. I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh. That's cool. I feel like it's a lot like the oxygen meter type thing. It's like a good thing to kind of test and kind of keep track of and look at every once in a while.
Oh, Chad, you know what we I'll spoil it, but I'll say it anyway. Because if we ever get a show on April Fool's Day, we should get that page. And then say 90% off. Make our own little 90.
Here's what we'll do. I'll go over here.
Yeah, exactly. 90% off. Oh my God, Chad! It's $1.99. I can't believe it.
Oh my God! I can't see that. This is too small of a font. I can't see this.
Is that how the page is constructed?
Yeah, here, we'll go into the code here and let's see.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I can't find it. It's too small. But yeah, we could have totally. Here, let's see. This is the way to do it. You know what's funny? Oh yeah, no, that is selectable. Let's see. Can I change the 50%? I can't find it. My eyes aren't that good. That is too small of font, and the screen is on the other side of the room. Anyway, yeah, it would be fun to just 90% off everything. That would be great. That would be great. Third gadget.
Third gadget. I can't even remember what it was, but it's this.
We are coming up to the time of the year I dread. The end of daylight savings time.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm one of those people, I really hate it when it gets dark early. I have sunlight everywhere. These are from Five Below. I have one here shining up on the MAD sign. I have one in my back apartment. I have one in my backyard up against the window so that it looks like the sun is out 24/7. So when I was roaming around Amazon looking for stuff, I found the battery-operated wall sconce motion sensor sunset lamp.
Oh.
For room, hall, stairways, kitchen, bathroom, etc.
Okay. So I thought, sunlight, light.
So I bought one. It's smaller than I expected. Okay.
The box is like 5 inches big.
Yes.
Now, it's designed for magnetic doors.
Metal doors, actually.
Or not magnetic anything, okay?
But metal
anything.
If
you don't have a magnetic anything, you glue these two to the wall, and then this can hang on to it. In a minute, I can do a demo, because the doors here in this building are all magnetic doors. All right? So it does a lot. Be aware, it does a lot, all with one button. All right.
So we love that.
Hit the button in, and that is the sunlight. And I thought the sunlight was kind of not so great as in the photo, okay?
Yeah, it looks
so
a little dim.
We're walking.
Oh, it's actually a lot brighter than I thought.
Yeah,
it's on.
The sunlight. I think it's, I don't know, does it look great online, in the camera? Okay.
It does look better than I expected.
The thing is, when you move back
when
from
you first turn it on.
Yeah, it does. Actually, it's better than
like
it looked in person.
Sunrise over a small part of your door. All right. You can have a flashlight. You can went back to, it's one of those things where you have to remember how many presses. All right, so now we just have
I love the double flashlight, one on each side.
And what we're going to do is just
I don't know
jump
what that,
to,
why that is.
This in the bathroom, so you don't have to follow me. As a flashlight, it's pretty decent. Okay?
Yeah, it seems bright.
Yeah, it is.
Also, you can use it to give yourself a nice rosy glow if you don't mind walking around holding light in your hand like this. All right, we're going to go back to the computer, and I'll show you some other things about it. You can have two flashlights, okay, one at each end. And this is the wall sconce part. And this is something I don't understand. If they want you to do this, why put a big logo if you're going to hang this on your living room wall? I guess you could tape over that. Okay, there's one other function on this that I thought was pretty neat. Also, here they say mini sunset lamp. They should have that a little earlier so you realize it's going to be small. And the other interesting thing is if you have a ton of money, this I have not seen before, they have automatic linking.
Oh.
And you use a series of presses on that button to make that the master unit. And then it will automatically send a signal to all the other units, and they will all turn on in the same mode as the master unit is set. So, you know, I guess you have a big house with a long hallway that's painted white and needs something decorative. This would be okay. Again, I would certainly tape over that.
Okie dokie. Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Now there was a 20% off coupon. If yours is 50%, I'm going to be really PO'd.
I can't believe this, Dickie D. I just refreshed the page, and they actually have a 1,000% off coupon. What on earth?
Oh, wow.
Wow. They give
so
you money.
You buy one, and you get how much back?
Well, if we do the math, I think you get $1,800 back or something like that. No,
boy, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
They go 20% off. There's a 20%
off
coupon.
That's what I
mean. Yeah, I don't know if I like this gadget at all.
I don't either. The sunset thing I kind of like. I don't know why in the world. I don't know why in the world you want a white light shining up and down, even as a sconce.
It just seems so badly designed. It just doesn't seem. There's so much wrong with it. I think that the sunset part could be better. I think that it could be at a timer. I think that the weird flashlights on either end are strange. You mentioned that you didn't like the branding on the front, and I agree. I mean, there's just so much that just seems like, like if this was my house and I had this, I feel like it would definitely bring the quality of the house down a bit. I don't think people would, I don't think people would imagine, wow, what a nice house with these Targus, whatever brand this is, things on the wall, you know? Tully Bees. Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that.
Love these. No, you're right. When I got it, I thought, what were they thinking to have the left side at each end? And why didn't they put the logo on the top or on the back? Or I don't know.
A little hidden or anything. Yeah, I don't really. This one's definitely not the gadget for me.
No. Okay.
And so you've covered so many great magnetic, rechargeable, motion-activated lights before that definitely I'd say check those out.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, pretty cool. Okay, well, with that, let's jump into...
Oh, boy.
Some crappiness.
Yes. You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, let's head into... the crappy corner of decor gadgets. I recorded a video earlier, so let's take a look.
Hey diggity, so here we are with another Halloween decoration gadget. And today we are taking a look at this floating candle set. So as you can see, it has a ton of candles, a magic wand, and the theming of it is very, very Harry Potter. Unleash the power of magic. That's really all of it. Here it is. I've gone ahead and unboxed it to show you everything, and it comes with a ton of stuff. Some paperwork, a little bit of fishing line, so about 150 feet of fishing line. These little guys, which are dots, and they include little hooks to put the fishing line on. And then also glue dots. Remember glue dots? We covered glue dots on the show, they have some glue dots as well. So a whole bunch of that. Here's the information on how many you get. So glue dots, 40, hooks, 20. So that's kind of nice. They have all the information there. But the main event, let's talk about what you really get, which is 20 electronic candles and a wand. These are all powered with AAA batteries. So any AAA that you have around, I had some rechargeable ones that we threw in here, but any type of AAA will work. What's kind of cool is that the wand is what controls the electronic candle. So with the flick of a wand, it will turn on. In fact, this will turn them on all individually. So if I point at all of these, it will turn them all on at once, and I can turn them off again as well. Only these five have batteries in them. If you look at the wand, there is an on, a light button, and an off button. The top one is the on button. That is what turns on the lights. The off obviously turns them off, but what does this middle button do? The one that has a little light bulb symbol on it. Well, at the tip of this wand, there is a red LED. And so you can, if you want to like use the red LED, you can use that middle button to create a little red LED effect. So that's what that middle button does on the wand. The instructions make it very clear. By the way, also with the instructions, you get a, don't call it Hogwarts. It's Magic School of Witchcraft and Wizardry by the headmaster, Albus Dumbledore. Very similar headmaster name there, with the school. I don't know why you get this piece of paper. I guess it's just kind of cool, really. But the instructions do a good job of giving you some ideas on how to decorate with these candles. And they suggest two really great ways of decorating. One is just to take these glue dots and glue basically the base down. So I'll do it. I'll show how they tell you to do it. Take a glue dot, stick it onto the base of the candle. Obviously pull that off. Now the glue dot is attached to the candle. And then you can take this and you can stick it somewhere. And now that's not going to fall over. So that's one way that they suggest to put these around. The other way is to make them float, which as you can see, they're floating candles. To make them float, they have a way to do that. And that you pull off the flame off of the top. There's the LED for the flame right there. And you can actually take the fishing wire, which they give you, and you can thread it into the top. There's a, I can barely see it, but there is a hole at the top of that flame, I'm not sure if it'll even come through or be obvious or not, but there is one there. And then you can, once you fish, put the fishing wire through it, you can then capture it onto the top. So it'll be able to hang directly from the flame, which is kind of cool. So let's go ahead and just turn here. And what's also kind of neat is because they are individual, let's say I had these all around, I can turn them on. Ooh, ooh, ah, that was not working. Turn on. There you go. And then I can turn them off individually. Ooh, and I could like try to do like a, we turn them all off. You, why aren't you turning off? Ooh. Well, that one doesn't like to work. But these other ones, I can hit the on button and kind of wave it over and wave it over. And I'm just clicking and holding. It's kind of a fun effect that you can turn on individual candles just with the wand. So there you go. 20 candles, quite a lot of candles. You can see I have a lot more to install. And that is the floating candle set.
So I like that. Well, how much was that?
So on Amazon, don't let it shock you. I also don't remember spending this much. I want to go back and look at exactly how much I spent on this. It's currently listed for $41 with a 30% off coupon. So I'm doing the math.
For a 12, roughly $12.
Yeah, exactly.
Off.
So about $30 with the discount.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's right.
Is about that. And as you can see, the branding is very, very, very Hogwarts. But honestly, I was pretty impressed with the ability that these can really actually like float, that they have that type of thing. And then you can take it and you go, ooh. Oh,
that's so funny.
This wand, apparently it does that to that over in the corner. That magic all over the place. Here, there's some. I can turn those off while these ones stay on. Turn this one off. I turn that the correct direction. And here, let's see if also we can, if I turn off the, there we go. And then I can light a few over there. There you go. Those are on.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And then those, and then down there and over there. And they do flicker a little bit, which you can kind of see a bit better now that it's dark.
Yeah.
There's a tiny amount of flicker. And then I can turn them off. Ooh. And then here's that little red LED right there.
Yeah.
Turn them back on. There you go. So, that's hilarious. That one up there just... Don't know how to fix that at the moment. Here, actually, there we go. You, go back to normal. Okay, there we go. So anyway, that is the 20-piece set, like I mentioned. Now, Captain J, or who was it? Scooter X found it on Alibaba for less. Now, on Alibaba, Scooter X says it's $20. I have this welcome offer. So
you know what? I have... That company must make the same set as just candles that light, because I have that packaging and all I got was candles and the wire. None of the stuff that you have.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I looked at it and I just put it on the shelf. I said, I'm not running a wire through these candles. Are they crazy?
Yeah.
But with the wand and all that, that's great.
It's funny, you might just have the same candles, because once you stick in the battery, it turns on immediately. But yeah. So yeah, I've been pretty presently impressed with them. And
they're nice.
Can't complain.
Very nice.
Okay, well with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Fog on.
All right, It's been a while, but we have another video from Jeff and Adam.
Woo-hoo!
And here it is.
Good evening, Dick and Chad. This is Jeff and Adam from New York with another Gadget Warehouse video. Okay, this isn't it, but it'll give you an idea. Your standard charger, the built-in cables. I think you guys reviewed something like this. I only have 19% charge on this, I believe. I can get it on. This is embarrassing. It was working before. Anyway, take my word for it. It's less than that. Anyway, 19% with the including cables. But what can I do to charge this if I'm out and about? Good question. Introducing the Let's.com.
Ooh.
30,000. The other one was 10,000. This is 30,000.
Wow.
Charger. It comes in your choice of black or white. It comes with a nice orange handle, as you can see. It also has a built-in flashlight. It weighs 1.9 pounds. Has an internal lithium-ion battery. I'll turn it on here just to show you the flashlight.
Kind of bright. That is cool.
And a sneak preview of the... You can't really see it, but it's durable. turn off that. It tells you 25, 50, 75, or 100%. You get the whole thing in frame. Like I said, the handle has the built-in cables to charge it, micro USB, USB-C, and lightning. And it has four USB-A chargers and also USB-C here that also is inward to charge it as well as outbound. The power button for the flashlight I already showed you. And it's a great little thing. Now, the best part that I like about it is if you're really off the grid or you need to charge something, it has a solar panel as well.
So that's how great cool. That is.
So it has everything. It's a one-stop shop. So this is great for on the go, like business trips, flying and stuff like that. I wouldn't probably take this on a plane. But, you know, I keep it in my car on the back dash, and it's always charging. I don't suggest, Chad, you charge your Tesla with it. You know, you could try. Just kidding. Not responsible for that.
Probably not.
But anyway, it'd be great to use. I've charged a laptop with it. I've charged a couple devices at the same time. And I got it for $29.99
on
HSN, Home Shopping Network. It's a great device. And it is kind of portable, I guess, with the built-in handle. And so far, so good. Have a great day. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Take care. Bye.
That is great. I've had like one or two batteries with built-in cables, and I've always appreciated them. They've always been really nice when you don't have to go fishing for a cable, and it's still in the battery, just
in
like
the in the unit itself. Now, yeah. Home Shopping Network is sold out, but I typed in some of those specs, and this looks pretty good. I think his was 30,000. This is 40. It's $10. His was 35, I think. This is $5 more, but it's 42,800 milliamps. It has the four built-in cables. It has the solar panel.
It has a laser pointer, apparently.
A laser pointer for your candle. dual flashlight.
Yeah, it has a compass and a thing. It is a bit different.
But also, again, it's kind of does a lot for not that much money.
Yeah. I really like the integrated solar panel on it because your thought of, I just put it in the back window and let it charge.
Yes, that's great. That's
perfect.
Great.
That's perfect. The one feature I could ever imagine that they add to something like this that would be awesome, I'm just totally making it up off the top of my head, is one of those car... jumpers where they have that little extra attachment that will allow you to this would be the perfect device, like leave it in the car, let it charge, and other than that though, amazing. This type of device is a great survival gadget, great battery, and I completely agree is the one you have that's 10,000, perfect travel charger, and this new one is good for camping, survival. That's great. That's really cool.
Yeah. So Jeff, thank you very much. Your mad is on the way, and we're now we are looking for more videos. Okay, so if you want to make a video for the show, get the current issue of Mad Magazine, make a little video, be in it if you want, or like Jeff, just show us the gadget, shoot in landscape mode, make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. That's basically it. Do it on your phone, a 1 to 3 minute video. Like Jeff and Adam's video was like just under a couple of seconds, under 3 minutes. Put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted when you upload it. And that way only people with the URL can see it. And send the URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv. And do it quickly. Okay.
Do it. Do it now, or I will cast a spell there you on go. You.
Oh, well, that thing really worked.
I'm gonna start. Oh wow, yeah, yours really does look exactly the same. Wow.
Yeah.
That does crazy.
Mine came at the wire. It does. It almost looks. Yeah. And mine just came with an on-off remote control.
Oh yeah, you gotta get the wand.
Yeah, the wand is better. And you know what? Mine don't have those little sticky things that yours have. And those are... Oh, maybe that's what thumbtacks are. It says 12 thumbtacks.
You get the maybe 12 thumbtacks.
Maybe that's what the
that seems kind of cheap.
Yeah.
The thumbtacks. That's funny. That's great.
But no wand and no magic like yours.
Yeah, instead of glue dots, the thumbtacks. That's great. With that, let's move on to the letter. Become the letters. Your lovely letters.
Become the Gizwiz letters now. Letter is from Mo, and the letter is just a subject line, which had me so confused. The subject line is, does anybody want a used ride?
A used ride. Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking a used ride. Was it an Uber pass that ran out? Anyway, when I went there, I was fascinated. Take a look at this. They are selling used amusement park rides. Like that one is $225,000.
Oh my gosh! I didn't know this was a hobby that I could get into. Wow! I want the Astroliner.
Oh my! Look at that.
Let's see the. Is this the only photo of the Astroliner we get?
Oh no! They don't have any video.
Before I get $20,000.
Oh, Ted, it's $500,000. How much is it?
$20,000.
Oh, it's on a trailer. Chad, you can bring it around the neighborhood and go to fairs with it.
Fantastic! I was worried that I couldn't bring around the Astroliner. Now I think the one that.
The G-Wiz.
Was the G-Wiz. It linked to the G-Wiz.
Oh my gosh.
Now that one is expensive. What is this? What is the G-Wiz?
This is a very bad website.
It's a horrible website. Is this the only photo we get of the G-Wiz?
You know, I have no idea what it is.
I know. Apparently, here, let's see. It's a family ride. I guess we need to contact the sales department about the G-Wiz ride. This is hilarious. The Gravitron. Look, they have two Gravitrons. I've actually ridden. They have three Gravitrons. I can't read. They have three different Gravitrons. I remember that ride. See how much? What's the difference between these three? You think one.
48,000.
Okay. I tried to.
Boy, that's big.
I know. Can I not open these in new tabs? Gravitron, where are you go? Open that in a new tab. Open that in a new tab. Please. There we go. I need to look through these. Here we go. Okay, so this one is 75,000. This one. Is 120,000. And this one is the original. This is the cheap one that we want. Look at that.
Oh, only 48,000.
Diggy D, in just mere moments, I have decided which ride we're going to buy. We're going to buy the, this other Gravitron. There we go. This is definitely the one that we need to purchase.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So.
I don't think it's going to fit here at Disneyland, so you'll probably have it shipped to you.
Yeah. I'm sure that I'll put in the parking lot of the apartment complex. And I think I'll send my wire information later, so we'll just go 50-50 on the Gravitron.
Yeah. Okay, although, good. What is the responsibility for buying a used amusement park ride? I'm not sure.
You don't even need a license. Anyone can do it, Diggy D.
Oh, there you go. Well, then it's fine. Then it's
I have
fine.
No idea. I have no idea. Yeah, I need that coupon. We need to apply a 1,000% off coupon. That is so insane. Mo, I'm glad you sent that over.
I don't know where you find never in my years of lurking on the web for crazy things to buy has used amusement park rides come up.
No. I'm just surprised that they're able to curate such an expansive list of rides.
Yeah, but no roller coasters.
No.
855,000 wooden streaks. You build yourself the world's largest roller coaster.
They do have super trucks.
Oh, that's what we could do. We could sell a do-it-yourself roller coaster and ship people just a bunch of logs.
This is a great idea. Call it DIY backyard coaster.
Yes. Backyard wooden coaster like the old days.
It's perfect.
Perfect. Fits any size lot.
Do you remember we reviewed a gadget? It was a magnetic lid that would fit on the top that could go over your food. And I remember one of the things that struck me about it was it shipped with a piece of paper that said, if you ever want to litigate against us, here's where you do it and how you do it and exactly who to contact. And it was the strangest thing because it was the only loose leaf piece of paper in this gadget. The only one was, do you want to sue us? Here's how to sue us if you're going to sue us.
That is so funny.
I feel like that disclaimer, if we ran a carnival
game, we have to do that. Yeah.
We'd have to hand out the paper. You got to sue us? Just make sure to sue us over here. It'll help us with the paperwork immensely. Here's our lawyer. Yeah. Well, you know what? We want to say thank you to our patrons who don't sue us. Thank you for your support. You do the opposite of suing us. You give us some generosity every single episode. So thank you. Patreon.com/Gizwiz is where you can support the show if you want to. Patreon.com/Gizwiz. Or head on over to gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon banner or a tab right at the top of the website, and that'll take you to a page that has a big banner to Patreon and a small little link for PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal as well. However you support, thank you so much for your support of our show. And head on to gizwiz.tv. That is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. When we are live, the live stream will update on the website automatically. So just head on over there, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time, just a little bit before. Join the chat room, chat along with everybody, and have a grand old time there, gizwiz.tv. If you don't catch the
show, we should mention our special.
We should. Oh my gosh, I've been horrible at it. On Halloween Day, we will be recording our normal Thursday show, and then right after, recording a special Halloween event for all of us here. I've always had a Gizwiz meetup, and this is our virtual one. So we want everybody to participate if you can by sending in a video, even just a photo, a story to mail at gizwiz.tv. Try to put Halloween in the subject line. That'll help us out.
It can be you in costume, friends in costume, neighbors' houses decorated for Halloween. Anything to do with Halloween. Congratulations on another meetup. Anything you want. It'd be great if you can participate. Mail at gizwiz.tv. And it's Halloween night. Following our regular Gizwiz show, we'll probably take a 15-minute break and then come back with the Halloween virtual meetup, hopefully with a lot of your stuff.
Exactly. So please send in videos and everything just to say hello. Mail at gizwiz.tv. Let me think.
What the heck is it?
Play What the Heck Is It? Gizwiz.biz is Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you need a reminder or a link, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? It's a game show online where you get to guess the gadget. And this is the entire gadget right there. And this is obvious to me. This is Indiana Jones's cell phone holder. If you think you know what it is, get a guess and over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in. And this is what you win. This Mad Magazine, American Scream, signed by Dickie D himself. So get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.